Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Today, we are going to see again Genesis 19. The question is, if God is love, why there is hell? If God is love, why there is hell? Genesis 19, verse 23, we see the judgment of God on Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 19, 23, the sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. If God is love, why there is hell? Put it in another way, if God is love, why did he drown the people, including women and children, in Noah's flood? And why did he rain fire, brimstone, to Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you know, brethren, many churches will sidestep this issue? Unbelievers ask these simple questions from Christians, and they shy away. Also, some believe the God of the Old Testament is the God of wrath, but the God of the New Testament is God of love. Let me ask you a question. When did God change his nature? This is not true. This is only man's opinions. This could be tradition, but this is not what the Word of God says. The final authority is God's Word and not human opinions. Whether it is a sincere pastor or an evangelist, they can be sincerely wrong. We need to test everyone from the Word of God. God of the Old Testament is the same God that is in the God of the New Testament. In Malachi chapter 3 verse 6 says, "For I am the Lord, I change not." So if God is love, why is it that he brought a terrible judgment, raining fire and brimstone and terrible rain that drowned all mankind, including women and children, during these times? The answer is, the God of the Bible is infinitely holy. If God is not holy, he will wink at sins and sinners can get away. If God is less holy, still some can get away. If God is infinitely holy, no one can get away from sin. God's justice is connected to his holiness. Now, beloved, let me put it in another way, in a human perspective, so you can understand better. If the judge in your town or city comes and tell the people, "I'm a good judge, I love everyone, I will allow all the criminals to go free." That means people can rob banks, they can shoot people, they can rape women, and the judge will say, "I'm very loving and I will not punish anyone." My beloved, you get my point now. What kind of judge is he? Yes, he's an evil judge. This is not justice. Justice has to do with rightfulness. It has to do with righteousness. The God of the Bible is infinitely righteous. Job 37:23 says, "The Almighty, we cannot find him from our human perspective." That's what he's saying. Then he goes on to say, "He is great in power, justice and abundant righteousness he will not violate." Psalm 89 verse 14 says, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne." Now you may ask, it's okay for God to punish and pour out his judgment on bad people. But what about women and children? I can tell only what the Bible tells, and I cannot sugarcoat your questions, these emotional questions, according to people's feelings. But we can tell only the revealed will of God. We can tell what the Bible has already said. From man's perspective, it seems unfair. But we know God is just in all His ways. The only fair thing is that we all deserve the wrath of God, because we have all sinned against God. Yet, God's word says in Romans 9:15, "For He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." God is the judge of the universe. He is a righteous judge. He will not compromise with sins. His judgments are severe. He destroyed the earth with a flood. He rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, all you enemies of God, all you who reject Christ as the Lord and Savior, whether you are old men, old women, young men, young women, or children, if you do not repent, then God's wrath is going to come upon you. He will show His mighty power upon you. He will magnify His power by sinking you down to hell. Well, I had to tell you this because you got to tell the truth just the way it is. You cannot bend the truth. If you have a cancer, doctor is not going to say, "Oh, everything is okay." No, the doctor will tell you that you have a cancer and he has to operate you. So you got to tell the truth. In the same way, we got to tell the truth what the Bible says. We cannot sugarcoat. We cannot play gymnastics with God's word. We cannot dance around with the words. We got to tell as it is. God will bring destruction to your souls before the holy angels, and you will be tormented forever for rejecting the Savior Jesus Christ. God's justice will be displayed in His holiness. Now, we can discover His grace and love only when we understand His holiness and justice. Because there will be no grace and mercy if there was no punishment and hell. Oh, those who are saved in Christ, that you were not worthy to be saved. We were saved not because we did something good, not because of our merit, not because we are righteous than others. No, no, no. We were evil to the core. We are saved only by grace alone. What Christ did for us on the cross. And how we can experience now His sweet love. Remember, if not for God's holiness and justice, we can never experience His grace and love. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of